I've said on many occasions that I really can't predict what's going to be happening tomorrow, let alone what's going to be happening in 15 or 20 years' time. But there is one person around who's pretty good at predicting things. Maurice Mazalowski is a futurist and joined us on Australia Overnight. Maurice, thank you for coming on board.
A pleasure as always.
Maurice, you wrote an article this week about 2030 and predicting that half of children starting kinder this year may not be or will not be able to find work when they finish school. That's scary stuff.
It's incredible, isn't it? And I like to reflect around this time of year when we have a new crop of kinder kids, what their life's like, most probably, you know, when they finish their 12 years of education. And in 2030, the world is going to be so significantly different from anything you and I can even begin to imagine. And I know every generation has said that, because my parents said it to me and their parents to them. But we have such clear evidence of a completely different world that we have to begin to ask whether we're doing justice by our kids today in the way that we're educating them.
Indeed, education is an incredibly important thing. I was listening to the radio the other day, and it came down to teachers and the way teachers are being treated. So many of them are just on a year-by-year contract, no sense of any permanency with teachers these days. And that in itself makes it feel pretty horrible for the teachers. But, you know, for the students who would like to have some sort of ongoing relationship with their teacher, it's not there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that is absolutely right. You know, the tenure of old doesn't exist anymore. Teachers, like everybody else, are now on a knife edge. They're wondering if they are going to be around next year, and they're also on a knife edge because in the classroom, they're ever more transparent. We're hearing lots of conversations of students being able to tweet and being able to Facebook and talk about what happened in that classroom. Some of that is great because some of the things that happened shouldn't be happening, but it's a very different space for them as well. The conversation about education moving forward isn't about our wonderful teachers, because most of the ones, in fact all the ones I know, are incredible. They work long hours, do far more than a human person should have to do with limited resources. It really is a system problem of education, and that's not political either. It's a systemic problem. It's also got to do with us wonderful parents who only want the best for our children. But by saying that, we too often anchor them back to what we thought was best for us, and that doesn't work for them either.
No, that's quite true. Look, I think about my dad, you know, who, when I was leaving school, and my brother as well, and he didn't see any great prospects for any of us. He sort of thought that we would lead the same sort of life as he had. I'm not saying for a second that he wasn't successful. He was successful. But he didn't see us as doing anything other than what he had done in his life.
No, look, when I grew up, and I'm assuming similar for you, life was fairly linear. There were a range of careers, a range of jobs. It didn't change all that much. It was fairly obvious what you had to do at school to get those jobs, if you had to have university, or if you had to have TAFE, or an apprenticeship, or just went on to work. All of those things were fairly well known. And the job that you started with was likely to see you through for 40 years, take you through to a pension. Now, that's not better or worse. It's just very, very different. Today's kids, the ones that are going into kinder, I'm absolutely sure by the time they get out, they will have 6 careers, 14 jobs in their lifetime. They're going to live to 120, maybe longer. They'll work into their 90s. They'll be working in a space that's so different from anything we do today. Most of them not coming to a physical space 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, working more project and task driven about what's available where and when. And their skill sets just have to be so different. They have to be able to adapt to everything.
So in the education system, what are we doing about preparing these youngsters for 15 or 16 years on from now?
To me, the education system is more about the conversation of the people, because the education system, for me, unfortunately, is still fractured. I hear lots of wonderful conversations spoken to the minister. Everybody says the right things about making this a freer space where children can explore. But unfortunately, the system, again, pushes them back into being a very fixed, lockstep, industrial revolution model. Even with the best classrooms, even with the best teachers, at the end of the day, they have to do an exam that's set in a particular way. The way that we accept that they have learned or haven't learned, again, is very fixed and linear. Now, all of that doesn't speak to the world of tomorrow. It speaks to the world of the 3 R's. And I know listeners are going to scream and get ready to do this. But as important as they are, and yes, I want them taught, but I don't want them to be the main and only thing that we teach. The 3 R's are important, but today's kids really need more than that. And I talk about the 3 C's as being equally, if not even more important.
And the 3 C's are?
To me, the 3 C's are really simple. They talk about communication. They talk about collaboration, and they talk about creativity, because the jobs that our children will get will require them to constantly innovate, to constantly change. In fact, I'm not even sure that there will be jobs. I talk more about a world where we will be doing tasks, and we will get paid for doing those tasks. Some of them may be what you and I have now as a full-time career, but others will just be assembling them, doing things and doing other things as they need and want. And in this world, the three C's means they have to be able to collaborate with other people, because increasingly the work that we do is not by ourselves, it increasingly is talking to other people, working and understanding them. And not just from our own culture, but from across the globe, time zones, different expectations. Of course, communication, because they have to be able to speak and to write and to read and do all the things that are basic, but now ever so much more important. And when you talk about communication, we not only talk about English as you and I grew up, but we're talking about social media language, the ability to be able to communicate in Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and whatever comes ahead. Each of those has different language, different grammar, different structure. And we may not love it. In fact, I don't. I often am quite concerned about it. It is the world of language that they're moving into. So they'll need to be able to understand all of that. And the third C is creativity, because we know with what we're faced that the world will not remain constant, that we'll need to innovate, we'll need to change. We'll need to have a mindset that doesn't lock us into just one way of doing and thinking. And those, to me, are what we'll see our kids through from 2030 and beyond.
And so how are kids going to find their way into this new marketplace? They're going to be so progressive in their thinking, aren't they? And really out there in putting forward their... Will we still be putting forward resumes?
Well, not in the way that you and I know it. Really what will happen by 2030 is this thing called artificial intelligence, which is increasingly that our technology is now able to use all the information that's out there that we're drowning in and make sense of it. What it will be able to do, and we're seeing that already in LinkedIn, but a human has to orchestrate it, is that we will be able to find candidates and people because there's clear evidence of them having completed a qualification or completed an internship or an apprenticeship or having done what they want. That information will come to us and we'll then be able to use that pool to be able to choose from. And likewise, candidates, people looking for work, will be able to use that space. Traditional networking, we shouldn't think that this is all online. We're still going to have physical people, humans doing physical jobs. But all of this background, this river of technology, is what will connect people to be able to find jobs and find employees.
And is it going to mean that people are going to be changing their careers, not just changing jobs in the same career path, but changing career paths? Will that be happening?
Yeah, I think they're going to be changing at least six times, and there's clear evidence today that that's happening. What we have are many people in a profession that, for whatever reason, decide after a period of time they want to move on to something else. I've seen gardeners turn into accountants, I've seen doctors turn into bookkeepers, I've seen all sorts of things, and that's because in today's society we're accepting of those kinds of changes. We don't see them as people that haven't been able to achieve, we see them as people that have but want to move on, and that will be more ordinary. But what we're also going to see by 2030, again with clear evidence today, is that there are multiple income streams likely for each of us. Instead of one central income, many of us will have a number of income sources. So we might go to a traditional employer or be more attached to somebody else with most of our income coming from them. But then, to use today's examples, perhaps we might sell some artwork we might do on Etsy, or sell something on eBay, or go into Uber and drive a car, or rent some of our room in Airbnb. So there'll be lots of opportunities for us to make extra income when and where we want it.
Yeah. For people like you and I'm in a comfort zone. You know, chances of me changing my career path at this time of life really just so negligible, it's not funny. And do you find yourself in the same situation, or do you see yourself in your lifetime taking a different career path?
I work in a very different way, so I've taken different career paths all the way through, but to me I've had a linear thread.
Yeah.
So it's always been an interest in the way that we will evolve. How and where and when I've done it has always been up for a grab, so I'm not tied down to one delivery or one content. I don't work 9 to 5 in the traditional sense either.
Yes.
I work globally. So I work very differently, and that mindset works for me today, but I think it's going to be more prevalent into tomorrow. And again, always when you and I talk, it's important that we understand we're human. It's not required that every single person in 2030 will work this way. Some will have traditional jobs, 9 to 5. We will still need wonderful policemen and women. We will still need jobs as we have them today. But these other opportunities will also abound, and they will be just as ordinary as the fixed employees that we'll have.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the people who can change their careers and do it successfully. I'll get to tell you very quickly about a member of my family who started his life out of school working on a garbage truck. And then he went back to school and he became a teacher. And then he joined the Navy. Then he joined the police force. Then he decided to be a nursery, so he had a nursery for a while. And now he's a paramedic.
And to me, as long as all those changes are positive, you know, they are, because that person has wanted to fulfill a need and a desire. They've been able to put food on table. Yes. Haven't caused harm to anybody else. We should allow them to do that. But society hasn't before. We've labelled that as being somebody who's an upstart, who can't keep a job.
Yeah.
And that thought doesn't sustain moving forward. Again, with all the parameters, they're doing it for all the right reasons. Then that is very much a way that the world will evolve.
So in the future, these kids who are in kinder now and leaving school in 16 or 17 years' time and perhaps heading for university, have got to keep their eyes open for those opportunities that may arise.
And they will constantly be doing that. To them, this will be as ordinary as breathing. You and I have always had a mentality of satisfying one employer, one person, and done everything we can to sustain that relationship moving forward. That was useful for us. These kids will have a different mindset, certainly to add value to the people that they're currently working with, but with a mindset of they need to progress their own careers, they need to move themselves forward, and at the end of the day, it may come across as selfish in today's vernacular, but they really do need to chart their own path forward. And to them, that radar of being able to do that and find those opportunities will be ordinary.
And they're going to need to be fearless indeed on their way. Maurice Wasilowski, it's always a joy having a chat to you, futurist. And Maurice, can people find out more about you by going online?
Of course they can. It's businessfuturist.com.
Just futurist? Yeah, so businessfuturist.com.
That's the one.
How easy is that? Maurice, have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon.
And you too.
Thanks, Maurice.